The crisis began last month when Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan, head of the ruling Justice and Development Party, or AKP, chose Foreign Minister Abdullah Gül as his candidate for the presidency. Both men come from a moderate Islamist political background, and their wives wear the Muslim headscarf, a potent symbol for many Turks since Mustafa Kemal Atatürk, a World War I army officer, founded Turkey's secular republic after the collapse of the Ottoman Empire. He gave women the vote and restricted Islamic dress. So those opposing the choice of Mr. Gül say Turkey's secular identity is at stake. Turkish journalist Hulya Polat says many Turks cast the political controversy as an issue of secularism versus Islamism, and they believe Turkey cannot have a first lady who wears a headscarf because it would be unrepresentative of modern Turkish society.
The headscarf has become a political symbol for many people in Turkey. That's why demonstrations are being held. About a million Turks rallied in Istanbul on April 29th, chanting neither Sharia nor a coup, but real democracy.
Many analysts say that Turkey, a Muslim country that practices full secular democracy, is a working refutation of the widespread belief that Islam and democracy are incompatible. Others fear what they see as creeping Islamism. The Turkish military weighed in on April 27th, issuing a not-so-veiled threat on its website that it is the absolute defender of secularism and, when necessary, will display their attitudes and actions very clearly. 2 weeks ago, Abdullah Gül failed by a slim margin to get the necessary two-thirds vote in parliament, which prompted the call for early parliamentary elections on July 22nd.
But this has been criticized widely in the European Union. In the United States, State Department has said they believe in democracy in Turkey, so the military since then hasn't said anything about the political process.
However, Matthias Rüb, Washington correspondent for the Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung, says the EU appears to be caught between the need to preserve Turkey's secular character on the one hand and democratic governance on the other.
This threat of a coup was criticized everywhere in Europe, from the left to the right. The military is trying to undermine the democratic reforms, even though the military still considers itself as the guardian angels of the Atatürk Republic and secularism in Turkey. So everybody was criticizing the military for not coming to the defense of the elected government that is, by all accounts, more successful than any other government in the last half century.
In fact, U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice has praised the Justice and Development Party for pulling Turkey westward toward Europe. And ironically, it is the AKP party, not the secular parties, which has done more to advance Turkey's bid to join the EU. But Matthias Rüb observes that the current political crisis has damaged Turkey's hopes for future EU membership.
The Conservative Party, which is Chancellor Merkel's party, is against the accession of Turkey to the EU. And Nicolas Sarkozy, the new president of France, he is against membership.
Another area of political uncertainty is the role of Turkey's large Kurdish minority. Kurdish journalist and human rights lawyer Jalil Kaya says the Kurds are uneasy because the army has intervened 5 times in Turkish politics since 1960, and they worry about military intervention in the Kurdish areas of northern Iraq because of Ankara's recent threat to dismantle the camps of the Kurdish Workers' Party, or PKK.
As you know, there are ongoing clashes in the east part of the country between Kurdish PKK and the Turkish armed forces.
Yet another major area of political disagreement involves the method of electing Turkey's new president. The ruling party rushed a major reform package through parliament, which provides for a direct popular vote rather than the current parliamentary process. Despite widespread demonstrations, Turkish journalist Hulya Polat says she sees no danger of serious unrest in Turkey.
Everything will be done in a democratic way and there won't be any riot. The latest polls show Justice and Development Party will get about 40% of the vote and the opposition party will get about 25%.
But it remains to be seen how Turkey will balance the twin goals of democracy and secularism. For International Press Club, I'm Judith.